起きろ。
The popular novel turned manhwa, Solo Leveling, brought to life by Event Pictures, has confirmed that its second core, designated as a season 2, will release in the fourth quarter of 2024, but the number of episodes were not revealed. Season 2 is likely to add an additional 13 episodes, forming the latter half of the promised 25 episodes, and any more than that is of course welcome, but really unlikely. The final episode of the first season of Solo Leveling revealed the outcome of Jinwoo's job change quest, seeing the development of Jinwoo into the Shadow Monarch, a title bestowed upon him by the system after he overcame the final challenge presented to him by the job change quest. This title is specifically an evolution of the Necromancer's secret occupation that he receives after accepting the reward for his victory. With this, Jinwoo is able to turn the dead into shadow soldiers under his command, a turning point for Jinwoo. Further, we see the commencement of Choi Jong-in's Jeju Island reconnaissance mission. The last episode shows a scene in which Choi's party manages to get their hands on a dead giant ant from the island, with looks of horror and apprehension on their faces as it pans to a significant development. The ants are evolving, and this one in particular has wings, reminding old-time real anime fans of Hunter x Hunter, which of course has the best ant arc in existence. But coming back to the main point, the final episode wraps up the season in a sort of full circle fashion, as the first episode of the Solo Leveling anime, which kicked off with a glimpse into the third Jeju Island raid, in which a number of powerful hunters lost their lives. Season 2 will continue on into more epic battles, with the focus being the Red Gate arc, which sees Jinwoo trying to warn a new E-rank hunter about the dangers of going on Solo Leveling's dangerous hunter raids. He tries to take her through a training exercise, but things take a turn for the worse when they find themselves trapped in the Red Gate. This type of gate seals itself off after humans pass through it, raising the stakes and making it a truly life or death situation. It's also at least a B-rank level raid, meaning it's well above Jinwoo's E-rank friend's pay grade. In the end, Jinwoo has to face off against the evil ice elf warlord, Baruka, in an intense battle of both brains and brawn. Further, Jinwoo ventures to the Demon Castle, a S-rank instant dungeon created by the system. While there, he discovers a recipe for the Holy Water of Life, a potion that can potentially cure his terminally ill mother. Solo Leveling's second season will also finally show the extent of Jinwoo's Shadow Monarch powers, as he gradually builds his vast army of the undead, making him an unstoppable force to be reckoned with, so much so that he eventually comes to be known as a one-man army. Season 1's 12 episodes covers only the very beginning of Jinwoo's journey, so fans can certainly be excited for what's to come and what it has to deliver.